Wonderful. Please take your Bibles and let's go to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, to begin this evening. Great to be able to spend some more time in God's Word together. There are many records in God's Word where Jesus Christ encouraged people to pray, or He taught them how to pray. We looked at that a little bit. And records where He Himself prayed. And tonight I would like to take some time to look at God's Word and look at some records that show us a little bit of the prayer life of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like to begin in Luke chapter 3, and we'll begin in verse 21. Now, when all the people were baptized, you remember John was baptizing. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also, being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. You could also read this verse, Jesus also had been immersed and was praying. Or another translation has it, when Jesus too had been baptized and was praying. At this very significant point, when Jesus Christ was baptized and received Holy Spirit, He was praying. And this is the first record of Jesus Christ in Scripture as far as praying. I doubt this is the first time He prayed, but this is the first that we have recorded here. Take a look at Luke 5. I've got a bunch of them in Luke, so we could just follow Luke along here and look at some in Luke. We won't look at every verse that mentions Jesus Christ and Him praying, but we'll look at a few. Luke chapter 5 and verse 16. And He withdrew Himself into the wilderness and prayed. He withdrew Himself, went into the wilderness, and prayed. Luke 6. I think we had this one earlier this week, haven't we? And it came to pass in those days, Luke 6:12, and it came to pass in those days that He went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. Quite a prayer session, wasn't it? All night in prayer to God. Luke 9. Luke 9, verse 18. And it came to pass, as He was alone praying, His disciples were with Him, and He asked them, saying, whom say the people that I am? Again, here just another reference of Jesus Christ praying. And God has a purpose for everything He says. And all of these many references of Jesus Christ praying, God put in His Word, you know, to show us that Jesus Christ was a man of prayer, that He prayed. We're in Luke. Let's go to verse 28. And it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, He took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. We come up here to a mountain to pray. But He took Peter and John and James with Him, and they went up into a mountain to pray. That's why they went up there. And as He prayed, the fashion of His countenance was altered, and His raiment was white and glistening. The Mount of Transfiguration, this wonderful event that happened up there on that mountain, happened while Jesus Christ was praying. There's a record in the Old Testament where Daniel was praying and he got a visit from the angel Gabriel. You know, tapped on his shoulder and said, hey, I got some information for you. Cornelius prayed and got a visit from an angel who said, your alms and prayers have come up before God. Peter was on the rooftop praying and got some fantastic revelation. This was a wonderful event, but the whole reason they went up to the mountain was to pray. Luke 11, as long as we're right by it, we've looked at this verse earlier. Luke 11, 1, and it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. So he was in a certain place praying. Luke 22. Luke 22. First time I ever went through the Gospels just looking for records that showed Jesus Christ praying, I was sort of surprised there were as many as there were. But Jesus Christ was a man of prayer. In Luke 22, verse 31, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Jesus Christ prayed for people. And that's a great record there. You know, it becomes obvious when you look at verses like these and others that Jesus Christ was a man of prayer. You can read verses where, and we've read some, where he was alone praying, praying in a certain place, praying in a solitary place, praying in the wilderness, praying in a mountain. And my favorite verse that shows Jesus Christ praying is in Mark chapter 1. So if you turn there, Mark chapter 1. This is my favorite. Mark chapter 1. And verse 35. Mark 1:35. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. It's amazing how Jesus Christ organized his life and made time to pray. You know, we get busy sometimes. Are you busy? I'm busy. Seems like everybody's busy these days. You know, with all the new technology and gadgets that we have that are all supposed to be time-saving, right? We have all these time-saving gadgets, and it seems like even with all of those time-saving conveniences that we have, it seems like everybody's more stressed and nobody has any time. Everybody's busy. We're so impatient and busy and stressed in our culture that we drive up to this little metal box and we look at the box and say, I want a cheeseburger, some fries, a Coke or a shake or a malt or something. And then 20 seconds later, we're at a window and our whole meal is not ready because we're busy and we're stressed and we're, come on, what are they doing in there? I thought this was fast food. Come on. And we expect a whole meal in 20 seconds. Here you are. That's how, you know, stressed we are because we're so busy and we don't have time. We need to eat. And then eat in the car, too, while we're going. We don't have time to bring it anywhere. Just eat. So, you know, the point I'm trying to make is that we're busy. We're busy. But you know what? Jesus Christ was a very busy man, too. He was very busy. And because he was busy, he organized his life and made time to pray. And one of the reasons that this verse is my favorite verse about Jesus Christ praying is because of, you know, it says he got up early in the morning. The reason this is my favorite verse is because of what happened the day before. And I'd like to read that with you. Let's begin in verse 21. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him, and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him, and they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. Well, that was an interesting occurrence, event. There he is teaching in the synagogue, and I don't know if it was at the beginning, in the middle, at the end, but there's a guy that had a spiritual problem, you know, and Jesus Christ got to minister deliverance to the man. You know, not too many fellowships you go to that happens, you know, where maybe you're in the middle of teaching and somebody gets out of line like that. I mean, the guy was a little, you know, this guy cried out, I know you, and did all this stuff, and Jesus Christ just shut up, come out of him, you know, and delivered the guy. Well, verse 29, and forthwith when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John, and Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever. And anon, immediately they tell him of her. And he came over, took her by the hand, and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. Well, he walked into the house, and someone was very ill, and he just ministered, healed her. And at even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. My, my. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. Have you ever had a day like that? Where you teach God's word dynamically, where people are like just so blessed, and then there's a possessed guy there, and you minister to him, and he gets delivered, and later on when you finally get to the house, someone's ill in the house, and you just minister to her, and then the whole city comes to the house, and you're ministering to people, and healing people and kicking out devils. Have you ever had, would you like to have a day like that? I would love to have a day like that. But think about this for a minute. If you did have a day like that, when you finally went to go to bed and lay down, would you be thinking about, I need to get up really early tomorrow to pray? It says, the next verse, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Prayed? About what? You know, you would think, if you're walking that big with God, you mean you still need to pray? You know, I'd be going, I'm sleeping in tomorrow. I've done God's will for, this was great. I don't know what time he went to bed, but I know he got up a great while before day so he could go and pray. And maybe the prayer life of the Lord Jesus Christ had something to do with him walking that big with the Father. But the Lord Jesus Christ was a man of prayer. And I'd like you to go to John chapter 17. The night Jesus Christ was arrested. We have recorded in God's word here in John 17 a prayer. God so kind and gracious to have recorded in his word Jesus Christ praying and pouring out his heart to God on that evening when he was going to be arrested. So I thought we'll just read this prayer together, okay? These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self,
with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Man, is that a prayer? If you'd turn, please, to Mark chapter 14. Shortly before Jesus Christ was arrested, he went to the Garden of Gethsemane. Mark chapter 14. And after some fantastic presentation of God's word like the world had never seen, after great deliverance, miracles, and healing, after manifesting the Father's love and doing the Father's will time and time again, day after day, I always do the Father's will. After all that Jesus Christ had done and all the people that he had blessed and all of God's will that he had done, there was one thing left for him to do. And that was to spend the next 40 hours or so being beaten, tortured, mocked, spit upon, nails through his hands, hang on a tree for 6 hours to complete mankind's redemption. that was ahead of him. And he prayed shortly before he was arrested. And we're going to read that.
Jesus Christ knew the scriptures that prophesied of what was just ahead of him. How in Isaiah it said that his visage would be marred more than any man. He knew what was ahead of him was going to be not pleasant.
And in Mark chapter 14, and they came to verse 32. Mark 14, 32. And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he saith to his disciples, Sit ye here while I shall pray. And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed, and to be very heavy, and saith unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. And he went forward a little, and fell on the ground, and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me, nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt.
Boy, if we could just take example from the Lord Jesus Christ when we pray. Not what I want, Father, but what do you want?
Doug was mentioning earlier today about, you know, God and the great reverence that we have for God as our Almighty God, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and then on the other hand, the tender relationship we have with Him as our Father. And both are here in this verse. And He said, Abba, Father. That word Abba is a term that means like when a child addresses his father, the most endearing term, and it's different for different cultures and different languages. You know, it might be Pa, it might be Daddy. Marie told me in French it's Papa, is that right? Papa, Dad. And here the Lord Jesus Christ, at this time when he knew what was right ahead of him, Abba, Father, Daddy, and then all things are possible unto thee, because he's God Almighty. All things are possible. Take away this cup from me, nevertheless not what I will, but what thou wilt. And you know this word Abba only comes up three times in the Bible. Here in Romans, where we cry, Abba, Father. And in Galatians, where it talks about us as born-again ones, crying, Abba, Father. We can approach God, Papa, Daddy, Father. Boy, this is quite a prayer. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me, nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. And you know, he came back and found him asleep. Hey, Peter, couldn't you watch with me for just an hour here? It's kind of an important time. But I don't know, maybe they had too many hamburgers that night or something, and they were a little tired out there. But boy, this is pretty intense praying before a situation that's coming up that Jesus Christ, and he always did the Father's will. And it was, Father, if there's any other way we can do this, take this cup from me, nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will. Your will be done. And shortly after this, after he prayed three times, as I'm sure you know, Jesus Christ was arrested. And, you know, Jesus Christ not only prayed, as you can read in God's Word, but Jesus Christ was very confident in the power of answered prayer, that God would answer his prayer. Not too long after this prayer, having been arrested, we read in Matthew 26. Matthew 26. And in verse 51, And behold, One of them, Matthew 26:51, and behold, one of them which were with Jesus stretched out his hand, drew his sword, and struck a servant of the high priest, and smote off his ear. Wow. Then said Jesus unto him, put up again thy sword into his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? Man, that's quite an army. You can read in the Old Testament what angel did. What one did. Can you imagine? Put away your sword. We don't need it. If we needed some firepower, I got it. I got it covered. But nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. Jesus Christ was a man of prayer. Jesus Christ spent lots of time praying. He organized his life and made time for prayer. He not only taught others how to pray, but he showed them how vital and important it was to pray. And Jesus Christ had absolutely no doubts about prayer. He knew that God, his Father, was a God of answered prayer. And we're going to close tonight in Luke chapter 23. Luke 23. It was about verse 44. Luke 23:44. And it was about the sixth hour. It was right around noon. Jesus Christ was crucified, hung on the tree around 9 a.m. And about noon, there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, 3 o'clock. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. That veil that separated from the Holy of Holies, where only the high priest could go in, was now ripped open. Open access now available to God Almighty for anybody. The veil ripped. No longer need a veil. No longer do we need only one high priest that can go in there and make atonement for the people. The veil ripped. Man, that must have been something. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, when Jesus cried, it is finished, it's done, then it says, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. When Jesus Christ was baptized and received the Holy Spirit, he was praying. And now at his final moment, his last act was a prayer to his heavenly Father. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And then he laid down his life for you and for me. I think if anyone would have qualified to have maybe reached a level of spirituality to, you know, exempt them from prayer, it would have been the Lord Jesus Christ. His walk certainly is one that no one has attained to. And yet, he was a man of prayer. He rose up early in the morning so he could have time to pray. He organized his life so that he could pray. And his last act before he gave up his life was a prayer to his heavenly Father. In Philippians 2:5, you don't need to turn there, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. His mind was actively taking advantage of the open access that he had to his heavenly Father by praying and praying and praying.
And we too can make time and take time to pray. And I think we all know it takes a decision. It takes sometimes planning. I'm going to pray because we're so busy. And there's so many things going on, but we can make time and take time to pray. And as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can simply follow His example and pray.